Annie Selke launched a retail store and bed and breakfast in downtown Lenox, Massachusetts Tuesday. WAMC and the global Pittsfield-based textiles company founder and CEO toured her new inn.
We are sitting in the Stockbridge Room at 33 Main, my new luxury inn.
The bed and breakfast boutique has 8 rooms, all named after Berkshire towns and notables.
Glendale, another Berkshire town, so we have Stockbridge, Glendale. There's the Highlawn Room, you know, Highlawn Farm, which is a favorite of mine when I drive by. Sunny Home is that room, and it's called Sunny Home because that was one of the names of this house in its earlier days.
The bedding, that's Annie Selke's. The rugs, also hers. The amenities in the bathrooms, the curtains in the bedrooms, the drapes in the living room, the placemats in the kitchen, and the floor rugs that run up and down the hardwood floors in the halls are Selke's too.
I've always had this sort of bucket list desire to have an inn or decorate an inn, and I've spent probably, I can't even, countless nights in hotels around the world, and I spend about probably 170 nights a year not at home. And so I have opinions about places to sleep other than your own home.
The Stockbridge native fluffs the giant white plushy pillow on the couch. As a mother, she says it's habit.
I started it as a party of one when my daughter was 1 year old, and that was back in 1994.
And now Selke employs 196. Her company has more than 4,000 retail customers across the country, not to mention all of the direct sales. The inn was built in the 1830s, but was modernized by the previous owner, Austin Riggs. Selke pulled the trigger on purchasing the building in December and closed in March.
It was in good shape, but we re-wallpapered everything. All the fabrics, curtains are new, furniture's new, lighting. We did some structural stuff, minor structural stuff, to make sure that the beds could fit. You know, king-size beds could fit in the room, and then we redid all the bathrooms. So if you look at the bathroom,
pristine tile and minimalist. Some bathrooms have large, deep bathtubs. Others, glass-enclosed showers. Two of the bedrooms are pet-friendly. Reviews from early visitors seemed positive.
Hello, how are you? Of course, welcome.
Oh my. How beautiful.
She points across the street to the Annie Selke store, adjacent to the Lenox Chamber of Commerce's new headquarters.
I kept looking across the street, and there was an empty space. It used to be Peter Alvarez's salon. Like, that would be a nice place for a store. And then thought that my chief operating officer would say, I think we've already bitten off a lot. Maybe we should just... And then, so I kept it to myself, and then I was in a meeting at work, and he said, you know, we really should open a store across the street. I was like, okay, done. Like, had the lease signed in like 3 hours, practically.
The storefront sells furniture, bedding, jewelry, storage, and decor. Some items are from Selke's branded Pinecone Hill and Dash and Albert Rug Company products listed in her bi-monthly, nationally circulated catalog, which launched last fall. Products at the inn, like mattresses from Hastings and tile from the Tile Shop, will also be available for purchase.
I think brick and mortar retail is shifting and changing dramatically, you know, with the advent of the internet. You know, the way people interact with product really needs to be more interesting, more engaging, more in depth. And that's really, this is creating a brand immersion.
Selke says she puts her heart and soul into every project, but
I've sort of avoided retail myself like the plague.
Selke closed her first retail venture in the Lenox Commons in 2009 after a 6-year run. The good news
is I don't have huge expectations. I think it's really difficult going in saying, oh, it has to do this, this, and this, and what's it going to be? It's not like I'm trying to, you know, make a whole line of hospitality inns around the country. It's not my mission. It could lead to that. Who knows, you know, with the success of this.
The retail store is open through November.
We're testing it. We're calling it a pop-up.
Selke plans to extend her lease if the store does well. Rates at the inn start at $330 a night. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.